You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
It's a win.
We still going fishing this weekend?
You are about to experience the awe and mystery that reaches from the inner mind to
little radio program.
Radio announcers and everything.
And good morning, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. It is Friday, finally Friday, April 19th.
Yes.
Good morning, Coriel.
Morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, guys.
Happy Friday, everybody.
What's up,
brother?
What's on the agenda for this weekend for you guys? Anything big?
I got baseball with my kids' team, and then we're doing some, I don't exactly know what it is. There's some thing going on in Hickman that we're doing, like a, I don't even, it's like a piano bar thing.
Oh, yeah, Dueling Pianos. I did see that coming up there.
Yeah.
It's like like a benefit, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're doing that Saturday, which will be super fun.
My friends, the Hood family, posted a bunch of stuff about that. So
yeah,
I'll be out there, too.
It'll be fun.
Very good. How about you, Coriel? Anything fun?
Oh, work like always. I think we will be gone for one day in Sioux City. Sioux City for my
casinos?
Boyfriend's. I don't know. I'm sure we'll probably go to one, but we have other plans there too. But his dad's birthday.
Oh,
question.
Very nice. Yes.
Question.
Yes.
When you say work like always, is it like RuPaul says work, where it's like, you better work, girl? And
yeah.
Then that's what you mean?
Or is it
actual work?
Both.
Both?
Uh-oh. Yeah, because nobody says you can't work while you work.
Yeah, because that's what, when you said it, that's how I heard it, was like, I'm going to work. You know what I mean?
I'm going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will.
All right. Because, that's what I expect. I'm like, Coriel's got this.
Expect nothing less.
Yeah.
From Coriel.
I'm going to work. And then you work. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny. I'm going to, with Tristan, who is he's definitely opened my eyes to some new bands and artists.
Yeah.
Like we went up and saw Drury at the Slowdown a while ago. Like a brother-sister combo that's out of Minneapolis, and they're very good.
Okay.
There's a guy by the name of Boy With Uke, all one word, and he wears kind of one of those, I guess it's like a DJ mask, but it's like black on his face and then two lit up circles for eyes.
Like Marshmallow.
Yeah.
But like the concept is
Marshmallow. And he got famous on TikTok and he has a bunch of songs on there.
What's
and he
his
plays
name?
Boy With Uke.
Yeah, I've seen
Uke.
I've seen like a.
And he plays with a ukulele and
That's what the uke is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what uke is.
Got it.
It's alt pop. So we'll be taking that in at the Admiral tonight. Start the weekend off.
I kind of like it, actually.
Yeah, it's quite good. He opened up for AJR when we went and saw him a couple years ago, and he was the only reason Tristan wanted to go to the show. He's like, AJR is great and all, but like, I want to go see Boy With Uke. I'm like, all right, cool.
You're like, all right, sure.
All right, let's rock and roll.
And I'm DDing since the boy is 21 now.
Oh, baby.
That is so awesome.
Not really his first concert. He did go up to the Fall Out Boy show with his friends and got to do... But to partake in a beverage and watch your favorite music artist
is
a rite of passage, if you will.
Oh, my. That is fun.
Yeah. We'll
That's sweet.
That.
That's like such a cool moment.
Yeah. I'm excited.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. He's my buddy.
Dad time hanging out. That'll be fun.
Well, whatever you have in store for the weekend, we will get you ready for it with this.
Coming
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
It's Friday, so of course, Out of Context Contest with you, a chance to get in for Country Drive Music Fest. We'll get you a redneck movie review of a movie you may or may not want to go see this weekend and a chance to go to the movies on us at the Grand Theater downtown. We'll get the results of the time you witnessed something so bizarre you sure no one would believe you, and the nitty-gritties on the way next.
What could Hardy, Dr. Dre, and Snoop possibly be up to? Luke Bryan's very odd allergy, Nashville's celebrity softball lineup expands, and more.
You in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. So we didn't quite see this one coming because it does seem a little out of the left field. But then again, it also makes sense. Country rock artist Hardy is dipping into classic rap, taking a swing at Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice. So it's seemingly in partnership with the hip-hop duo's new premium spirits brand, Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. So it all kind of helps everybody out. But
nice.
About the song, Hardy said on Instagram, quote, "I'm still in disbelief, but I'm so stoked to announce that I recorded my version of this classic record for the short film Gin and Juice with the blessing of Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg themselves. The song is a countrified version with some altered lyrics, but still not safe for work lyrics. Okay. So just good FYI.
Okay.
All right.
Tomorrow is April 20th, 420.
Mm-hmm.
An unofficial holiday. But
oh, on a Saturday for you too? Oh my God.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my
but
God.
Luke Bryan says he doesn't indulge, even if it looks like it does, because people have pointed this out. So in a recent interview, he said, if you've ever seen him with red eyes, it isn't the giggle grass. He's just been fishing. He's oddly allergic to bass.
Wait, really?
What?
And doesn't even need, yeah, and doesn't even need to eat them. Like just handling them does it.
Huh. He's allergic to bass? That is terrible!
No he says, kidding. Quote, if I look like I've been smoking pot, that's not true. I've been catching bass. If I touch a bass, my eyes will get red and my hands will swell if I have to take the hook out. As a kid, his parents thought it was like just normal allergies, so he'd be on the boat wheezing and then, you know, they thought maybe he needed like an EpiPen or something,
wow.
But his dad would just tell him to suck it up because
yeah,
that's how
right.
life was and yeah. still is sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He says he loves fishing, so he still goes, but he just has to like be sure to take an allergy pill first.
Okay.
Kind of like how I'm allergic to corn pollen, but I can still eat corn.
Yeah.
To an extent, I guess. But yeah, just odd stuff. I never would have. I didn't even know you could be allergic to.
I didn't know that either.
Like touching fish, I knew you could be. You could have a fish allergy, but bass, for some reason, I just don't think of as a fish that you could be allergic to.
Yeah, no kidding.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I think of like tilapia. Anyways, every year the Rock and Jock celebrity softball game gets a little bigger. The roster of celebrities gets a little more impressive. It's a charity event. It happens alongside Country Music Fest in Nashville, and this one this year is June 3rd. This year's game will feature players such as Jelly Roll, Riley Green, Sam Hunt, Brett Young, Ernest, Ray Lynn, Charles Esten, Mitchell Timpani, Chris Lane, Danae Hayes, Julia Cole, Warren Ziders, John Christ? Chris, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ashley Cook, Sean Booth, and Jeremy Looper. Additionally, Lee Greenwood will be on hand to perform God Bless the USA during the seventh inning stretch. The event is held to benefit Folds of Honor Tennessee, an organization that raises scholarship funds for America's fallen and disabled service members and first responders' families.
Yeah, very nice. It's a good cause.
Yeah, and lastly, Reba and actor Rex Lynn met on a movie set in 1991. They were friends for almost 30 years before even getting romantically involved. It all happened during dinner with a bunch of friends, and afterwards they ended up at a wine bar together. That's where Reba inadvertently ordered her nickname.
We went back in a private room, and mm-hmm. the lady comes in and says, I know y'all have just eaten, but we do have some really cool appetizers. And we said, well, what are they? And she said, well, we have tater tots. And I said, I love tater tots. And Rex said, you know, I'm famous for giving people their nicknames, and that's your nickname. I said, what? He said, tater tot. So later on, during pandemic, I was in Oklahoma with my sister Susie, and she said, you know, he gave you tater tot. Let's give him sugar tot. So we're the tots, sugar and tater.
I am in love with
that's
that.
That's so funny.
That is so cool. They're known as sugar and tater. How sweet.
That's adorable.
That's the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Corey L. with Kix 96.9. I've been waiting
on some good news. Well, let's get you the good things. Facebook, X, and Instagram to be a part of it. Corey L., what's your good thing today?
My good thing is that you can join me this Sunday. I'm going to be waltzing around North Walmart for the Friendship Home Stuff the Bus. I'll be there for a little while. You can watch for details on Facebook the day of KX969, but I'd like to let you know a little bit ahead of time. This weekend, it is Stuff the Bus. So this benefits Friendship Home. which offers services to survivors of domestic violence and their children through safe, confidential shelter and crisis. For 25 years, they've relied on community support through Stuff the Bus to stock the shelves, keep the lights on, find needed items for everyone. So the big StarTran buses that are parked outside of different locations, there is a North 27th Walmart, actually any Walmart location in the area of Lincoln. And I mean, it's really easy.
Super easy.
To do a good thing here, because it could be one single, 99-cent item.
Yeah.
Like a box of tissues.
Yeah.
Really, honestly, anything at all helps. That one thing you do, if everybody does that, you know how it goes.
And if you go,
we can get a lot of stuff.
Yeah, Walmart and Sam's Club, you can go there and get a lot of things in bulk for cheap.
Yeah. And then also, if you're in a hurry and you're thinking, well, I don't really. Ugh, yikes. I don't really have time to shop around for this list. I'm so sorry. You can just grab a gift card at the checkout.
Yeah, that's right.
And those are also really awesome. Everything is very much needed, but things like that, cash and gift card donations, they're also right up there with importance, because then they can actually take those and get those one-off items that maybe a family needs, or they get low on something, they can fix that problem right away versus say, hey, we really need these specific things. Anyways, I'll be there this Sunday around 1 o'clock, North 27th Walmart, but visit any Walmart over the weekend and stuff that bus.
Nick, your good thing.
My good thing, I was talking to you guys about this off air, but if you jump on my Twitter account @Husker_Nick, I tweeted out last night, I was just going through some old boxes, and I found my complete set of 1991
Upper Deck.
Upper Deck. Thank you. I was going to say Top Deck. That's so funny. Upper Deck baseball cards. So these things, 1991, so 33 years old, and they've just been sitting in this box for 33 years. I got them when I was 10, and for Christmas one year. And my son, who's 11, is like, Dad, let's go through these. You can tell me about these players. I was like, boy, can I tell you about these players. So we started going through them, and there's Kirby Puckett and, just all these guys. The very first card, ironically, I pulled out was my all-time favorite baseball player, George Brett. So I'm showing Carter on the back of the card all these stats and stuff, and he was all into it. And then he looks at me and goes, Dad, you're showing me strikeouts to at-bats and less strikeouts, good and all these guys are striking out 100 sometimes a season. And then there's this guy. He only struck out 18 times this year. Yeah, Tony Gwynn, baby. One of the best hitters ever. So it was just fun. It was funny. I don't know. It was super old man dad stuff. And I just freaking loved it. I loved it.
Those moments are great.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. We literally for 3 hours sat in the room ordering, putting the cards all in order and making sure they're all complete. And I tried calling Hooksy over on ESPN because he's a big Atlanta Braves fan. And there's a Chipper Jones rookie card in there and all sorts of stuff. So he was it was really fun.
That's fun. My good thing is I got two of them. First of all, I'll be at Camping World of Lincoln tomorrow. And if you're in the market for an RV, Clark, you can come out there and check it out. We'll be out there from 11 to 1. That's just on the North Lincoln off I-80 near Peterbilt. If you want to get out there, they'll have lunch out there for you to check out some RVs.
Dude, I go out there and just walk around and look at all their RVs. I want one so bad.
They've got a trade-in deal right now where you could trade in your RV and get a new one and all kinds of deals going on. So I'll be out there, Camping World, tomorrow, 11 to 1, if you want to come out for that. And then, as I mentioned yesterday, Husker Soccer, their final spring match against Colorado is tomorrow night. It's absolutely free, which is a fun time for the family to come out, just grab some blankets and enjoy some soccer and see what the future of Husker soccer looks. It looks pretty bright. They're very good, and it's a lot of fun.
Nice.
And it should be a good way to wrap up the weekend. Yesterday it was...
There's something you don't see every day.
A conversation about Viola the elephant who got loose in Montana.
Oh, she got loose, all right.
She was getting a bath in a parking lot at the Civic Center, and somebody's car backfired and spooked Viola, and she went running at 25 miles an hour, their peak speed, through this town in Montana. And people are just like, wait, that was an elephant?
Hang on, did I just see?
People are like, wait, what is this weekend?
So
420? Like, no, okay. Yeah. Today's 416.
Have I already dove into this?
Not yet, not yet.
Like, wait, I didn't even know I had partaken
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, I think this happened on the maybe the 16th or something like that this week.
And so we asked you about the time you witnessed something so bizarre you were sure no one would believe you, like an escaped elephant. Or Nick saw giraffes when he was working the railroad.
At the railroad, yeah. Imagine sitting on a train and watching two giraffes go running by.
Hold on, this stuff happens to you often, Nick, because didn't you mention something about, like, a goat?
Oh, dude, so so one of my first days doing commercial real estate, I'm walking around our building, and it's the Taylor Meadows building, and I'm in there I went out to go use a bathroom. I come walking out of the bathroom, and down the hallway, about 40 yards from me at the end of the hallway, I see this thing, and it's a goat, a little mini goat in a tutu. And he's just standing there looking at me.
That's
and I'm
just
like,
so strange.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this goat, and I'm like, so then I turn around, walk back in the bathroom, splash a little water on my face, go walk, and I open the door. There's the goat standing right at the edge of the door.
Oh, my God, that creeped me out.
Oh, my gosh.
It walked down to come see me, and apparently it was like a, you know, like was there Hello. As a... Well, what do they call them? The help animal, you know?
Emotional support.
Yeah.
Oh, so this goat was like super, mini goat?
It was super friendly. But I'm like, so then I walk into our office and I'm like, ladies, can you guys see that goat? And they're like, what? And they look outside, come out the door, and there's the goat just chilling in the hallway. Good thing they didn't play a prank on me and be like, what goat?
What goat?
That would have sucked.
That's like, huh? So funny. A random thing.
Speaking of goats, I had a friend send me a video. They were out for a walk, like on a trail, and things looked normal. And then all of a sudden, he looks back at this railroad bridge, and up, like just off the railroad tracks, like where one of the pillars are, is a goat just standing there.
Just a goat chilling.
Surveying at the like, little goat's land.
Like, oh, yeah. What? Somebody said I could be here. And it was like way up high, like how that goat got there.
Yeah.
I mean, no one knows, but it was right
And they're
there.
Oddly adorable. Elevated. I don't understand. Like, they are. It's so weird. It's like you're a goat. You shouldn't be adorable. You smell, but you are. You're adorable.
Goats are kind of cute. On Facebook, KX969, Kevin says, I found a person named Wally in an alley selling beer at 2 a.m., which was convenient because I was looking for beer.
Oh, that is convenient. What a good day.
Speaking of animals, Kimmy says, parents live across from the jail in Aurora. A cow from the fair ended up in the yard of the jail.
Oh,
LOL.
Wow.
Jillian's, Jillian's is so weird. So picture this. She said, about 25-ish years ago, I was visiting someone in an Omaha hospital. I got there after dark. As I was walking into the main entrance to the hospital, I saw this car pull up. And a man casually walked out of the front door of the hospital, opened the trunk of the car, and closed the lid on himself. Then the driver exited the parking lot like he had just picked up some groceries. She said, hands down, one of the strangest things I've ever seen.
Yes.
What?
So bonkers.
And nobody believes her either.
That's so weird.
They're like, you didn't actually see that.
That didn't really happen.
What the heck? Emma says, a coffin just hanging out of the back of some guy's truck at Quick Shop.
I was in Minneapolis, and we were going to get on their like subway system after a Husker baseball game. It was during the baseball, whatever, Big Ten championship was being held there. And I'm with my dad and my brother and my father-in-law, and we're walking to go get on the subway. We get into the train. It starts going, and then I look around and realize, do you guys see who's on this train with us? Literally, an entire train full of people dressed as zombies. There was some sort of like zombie fest going on.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody, but like literally every, we get on the train, not even notice, and then the train starts, and I'm like, and they were all like in character.
That's
They're just
so
like,
funny.
And I'm like, oh, we're dead. That's the end of us. I thought I would survive the zombie apocalypse.
Oh my gosh, you're like, oh no, I'm not prepared. I thought I was prepared, but I don't know what I'm going to do now.
Yeah.
We were in New York and had just stepped out of our hotel. We were getting ready to walk downtown, and right across the way is Penn Jillette of Penn and Teller. Mm-hmm. Just out having a smoke.
And okay.
What are you doing here? It's like, well, I live in New York and I'm here for my daughter's wedding. It's like, oh, cool. So I met Penn
Random.
Jillette from Penn and Teller.
That's cool.
Just hanging by the Toys R Us downtown, which
that's
was
the more random part,
right?
I think.
Yeah,
just, they were just hanging outside of Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm.
Melana says, one time I was taking an exercise class and a man on the run from the cops ran straight through class as he was running by me on his way to the back door. He was also being tased, but just kept going. There's a really good one to end on here. Okay. And you're going to be just as invested as we were the first time reading this. Aaron says, one time while skiing in Colorado, I accidentally got going too fast and ended up wiping out and completely yard sailing both skis and ski poles. I wiped out so hard face first that one ski came over my back and hit me on the head and continued to slide down the mountain. I got up and tried to start running after it all when a man in a full-blown pink bunny suit flew by and grabbed all my things. When he grabbed my skis, I noticed he had four Coors Lights strapped to his pouch.
Oh my God.
He said, here you go. And then he disappeared forever. Every time I tell this, I just get sympathetic, oh yeah, that must have been funny, poor thing type of vibes. And then she says, if you are that guy, save me from this peril, please come forward. I'd like to thank you.
Oh my God. In my heart, that is like a mythological creature that like inhabits that mountain.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's the Coors Light pink bunny.
He's like,
shows
Keystone,
up the
yeah, the Keystone Mountain Coors Light Pink Bunny yes. Safety Man.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so if you were in a bunny suit,
ensure safety of everyone
Wolf
on the mountain.
Creek Ski in the winter of 07, she wants to get a hold of you. That's funny. Tell us yours. You can do it on Facebook, KX969.
Check this out. Here's what's trending online now.
On Kix 96.9.
And it's trending brought to you by Camping World, Winter Circle Auto Center this week. The funeral service for fallen Ceresco Police Officer Ross Bartlett will be held today at 10:30 at St. Mark's United Methodist Church. Officer Bartlett died the evening of Friday, April 12th, after his patrol unit was struck by a Ford F-150 while he was performing a traffic stop on Highway 77. Mm. In addition to his service as a police officer, Bartlett was also a full-time investigator with the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services and a member of the Ceresco Volunteer Fire Department.
Very sad.
Three.
A potential ban on the social media app TikTok is now attached to House Republicans' $95 billion foreign aid package to provide funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The text of the 21st Century Peace Through Strength Act includes a modified version of the TikTok ban the House passed earlier this year. The new bill would give ByteDance Company 270 days from the date of enactment to divest from the app or face a ban in the U.S., with an option for the president to add 3 months to the deadline, extending it to a full year. Speaker Mike Johnson plans to send all four bills to the Senate as a complete package, which means that the Senate couldn't remove the TikTok ban.
Wow. Okay, we'll see what happens with that. One of the most anticipated albums just came out overnight at 1 a.m. Taylor Swift announced not only one, but two albums.
All right. With my daughter will be so happy.
Tortured Poets Department, the anthology, has 15 songs on it. She went to social media and said it's a 2 a.m. surprise. It's a secret double album. I've written so much tortured poetry in the past few years. I wanted to share it with you. So here's a second installment of the anthology with 15 extra songs.
Wow.
So, hey, that's what people are probably listening to all weekend long, right?
I need the next album to come out where she was tortured last 2 years. Now it's going to be a party album because she's dating Travis Kelce. Like, that's all there is to
yeah.
it. You know it's going to be like this just giant party album.
It's yeah. a party. It's a party. It's a party.
Hey.
Yeah, that's what's going
to
happen.
They were both actually invited to the Met gala, but had to turn it down because she's got her Eras tour going right now. So
she was very, very secretively busy on this project. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Yeah.
One!
Well, the NBA and NHL playoffs begin this weekend. And speaking of hockey, the Lincoln Stars host round two of the USHL playoffs at the Icebox. If you want to go, game one is tonight against Sioux City, 7 o'clock, and then 6 o'clock tomorrow for the matchups with the Lincoln Stars. Always a good time.
Sweet.
We wish them the best in that. And I think Husker Baseball, they're hosting Maryland this weekend.
They're playing well. We got to keep going, Husker Baseball.
Keep that momentum going. So a few
loving it
things you can do sports-wise in town.
Very cool.
That's what people are going to be talking about as the weekend starts.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
What the heck were you thinking?
My SUV starts rocking.
What in the world were you thinking?
Don't look directly at it unless you've got the glasses, right?
What were you thinking?
I volunteer to come to the next party.
I volunteer as tribute.
Man. I'll bring the chip dip.
I mean, I love a good pickle.
Debris on your nuts is something you have to keep an eye on.
Oh my God. I still don't understand how people can even keep track of their balls.
Was she on the bottom or on the top?
I'd have to look again.
Hang on, what?
There's a picture.
Hold on, what?
I don't think I miss what you think I miss.
It's time to play Out of Context Contest with your chance to win your way to see the Pocket Cowboy, Justin Moore, and Matt Stell, and many more at Saturday at Country Drive Music Fest.
Oh,
by the way,
gosh, I cannot wait.
It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a ton of fun, June 20th through the 22nd.
Nice. There's camping.
Yeah, there's camping as well, so get your campsites and your tickets at kzkx.com, or win your way in. This is an all-day pass for you and a friend to come and hang with Justin Moore and us at Country Drive Music Fest. And let's see here. We got, it looks like...
Nick.
Nick, Jera, and Teresa playing the game. We're starting with Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
All right. So, Husker Nick, take it away.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, Nick, happy Friday, buddy.
Happy Friday.
All right.
Let's go.
It sounds like a happy Friday. I like it. All right, here's what we got here. We're going to play some audio for you out of context from the show. All you got to do is decide an A, a B, or a C option I'm going to give you. Which one is correct? The other two are usually funny jokes, but the correct one's usually just as silly because, well, it's our show. So it's a little goofy. If you miss it, stay on the line. A lot of times we cycle back to you, so make sure you stay there. But we'll go through and go through three of these pieces of audio, okay?
All right.
Here's number one in Out of Context Contest.
This is why you should always keep corn dogs in your pockets.
What? A, just in case our boss Rob goes on a political rant and you need something to distract him while you make a swift getaway.
This is why you should always keep corn dogs in your pockets.
That's good. I hope this is the one time he's listening out of the like 60, last 60 shows. I would love that.
There's no way. It's 7:30.
Love you, Rob.
Yeah.
B, to feed JP when he gets really angry and hangry at Coryell in the studio.
This is why you should always keep corn dogs in your pockets.
Or C, to feed my troll, which is going to be Coryell, a food tax to cross my bridge to get to my castle.
This is why you should always keep corn dogs in your pockets.
he's such a good troll.
What do you think, Nick?
C.
It is C.
It is.
Nailed it.
When it comes to Coryell, mini corn dogs in your pocket, a good way to go.
Mini corn dogs.
Just and I'm going to win the lottery, and she's going to dress up as either, I don't know if it's going to be the Loch Ness Monster.
Dress up.
And swim in my moat. Or she'll just slink around as my troll clothes. Under the bridge. Yeah. Awesome.
All right, Nick's got a point. Here's number two in Out of Context Contest.
Wait till he gets to school in a few minutes, guys.
Hey,
he's going to tell everyone.
Okay.
All right. Coryell told a 12-year-old that butts are also called peaches. Wait till he gets to school in a few minutes, guys.
Hey,
he's going to tell everyone. B, Coryell told a 12-year-old what the eggplant emoji is actually used for.
Oh,
wait till he gets to school in a few minutes, guys.
Hey,
he's going to tell everyone. Or C, Coryell told a 12-year-old on air what dirty pillows actually means. Wait till he gets to school in a few minutes, guys.
Hey,
he's going to tell everyone.
Oh, my God. What do you think, Nick?
Oh, man. Let's go with A.
It is A!
Hey! Yeah.
Tucker got to learn about peaches.
Yeah, way to go, Coryell.
Hey, that's a whole phrase. Plant your peaches.
He's going to grow up, this 12-year-old boy, and he's going to be like, I remember the day I became a man. It was on the Kix 96.9 morning show.
Because you learned butt cheeks
and I learned
can be
that
the peach
cheeks
emoji.
Are called peaches from Coryell.
Oh, Lord.
That's fantastic.
I'm sure that's the least of anyone's worries that you've learned at 12. My goodness.
All right. Well, Nick, you got 2 points. Get this right. You're winning the tickets to Country Drive Music Fest. If not, Jera and Teresa are waiting to steal the game. Final piece right here.
It's a win-win situation.
Okay.
Coryell was trying to explain the thought process behind, in her house, it's No Pants Mondays and Topless Tuesdays.
It's a win-win situation.
That's A. Okay.
It's so funny because the audio is so passionate.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Hang on just a minute. My writing's terrible. Okay. B, in order to stop drinking, Coryell hid all the beer in her house all over the place so she and her boyfriend would drink less. But they're super happy because randomly they'll just find a beer hidden in the couch, kind of like when you put on your coat for the first time and there's $20 in the pocket.
It's a win-win situation. It's like an adult Easter egg hunt, but like all year long.
Or C, Coryell wants to do an OnlyFans page where people just watch her eat sloppy joes and loose meat sandwiches.
It's a win-win situation.
Nick, what do you think it is?
Oh, crap. What was A again?
A was in her house. It's No Pants Monday and Topless Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess I got to go with C.
You have the best guessing ability on the planet, sir. Oh, my God. You never had to study for tests.
He has wonderful intuition.
Oh, he does. God. Way to go, dude.
Good job, Nick.
A random thing. But funny. Yes, that is the truth. She wants to get an OnlyFans where she's wearing clothes.
I've always told my boyfriend I'd buy him all the really cool shoes he wants. Because, you know, that could be lucrative, could pay your rent.
Yeah, I mean.
I think you're crazy not to.
See,
even. Even
thank you.
Like, Nick is invested.
I'm in a win situation. I'm just full of ideas. Situation. Can't say they're good.
It is a win-win situation.
Well, full of ideas.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Well, congratulations, bud. You swapped the board. Therefore, you got yourself a pair of passes for Country Drive Music Fest for Saturday to hang with us and Justin Moore.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for playing the game. Hang on the line. We'll get more details to you. That is Out of Context Contest for this week.
Seemed like such a good idea at the time.
Yeah, that's what Jason Kelce is still saying after an event that happened most recently on their podcast. If you don't know, Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce, football brothers, have their own podcast called New Heights. Jason recently retired from being the center at the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Won a Super Bowl back in 2018. And he is notorious for losing that ring. Here he is a little bit about that.
There was an unfortunateness. As you guys know, this game existed because I continually lose my Super Bowl ring. And I don't even know if Travis still knows this. But I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event.
So the event they
created... In a vat of Skyline chili.
Yeah, it was a huge vat of Skyline chili, like a swimming pool vat.
They're just like, mistakes were made.
Yeah, and so they thought, oh, this would be really funny because Jason loses his ring all the time. Let's make a game of it, and we're going to put his Super Bowl ring in a sock. They're going to put a bunch of other fake rings in other socks, decoys, and put them in and then dump the chili on top of it. And have people go in there and try to find the ring. And the winner, the person who finds the real one, wins the game. Well, they get going with it, and all of the fake rings have been found. But the sock with Jason's Super Bowl ring from 2018 is not in the vat.
I also think it's very, very funny that they put them in socks as if the chili wouldn't seep through the material.
Right, yeah, through that material. Mm-hmm. Like just it melded into it. Like, yeah.
I love it.
What the heck?
And so he's going to file an insurance claim on it, which should be interesting when he does that.
Considering how expensive those things are.
No kidding.
Moly. And then he's going to request to get a new one made and then try to hold on to that and not lose it too.
Wait till his kids tell that story to their kids about Grandpa's Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
And how this isn't the actual Super Bowl ring.
What a super awesome thing to be able to tell
a story like that.
Mm-hmm. And you guarantee those grandkids will be like, sounds like Grandpa.
Oh, that's just Grandpa.
That's just Grandpa lost his ring again.
Okay, I got to throw out there, while we were talking about this before the segment, we're talking about what we've lost.
Yeah.
And Coryell had the most evil laugh I've ever heard in my life when she realized
she had one example.
Like, she was like,
and then another example popped in her head.
My first example was how I lost my passport.
Okay.
But that's been corrected. Don't worry.
I was worried.
I'm sure you were so worried. Then I remembered I lost my vehicle for two solid days, for 48 hours.
Doing what?
Right.
Partying. Oh, so this is why, to be a responsible person, I didn't drive anywhere else, okay? But I
good for you. Yes, smart play.
I think it all started. This was a wedding weekend, and I was in the wedding, so it was one of those things like where all of a sudden it's like, oh gosh, okay, no. So now I have to drive us over to the venue at least, and I'll park my car there. And one of those things where it's a cacophony of like no one knows who's driving or what's going on. So I do remember the thing was I ended up giving my friend my keys. Because her, like, husband needed to go pick up something for, like, their new baby that they forgot. So then he did that. But then in the shuffle, somehow, like, someone else ended up taking my keys to go move my car because he parked it somewhere weird. And the whole thing was just strange. And then by the end of it all, someone, another friend, ended up taking my vehicle to DD for our other friend somewhere else. And I'm not even kidding you. I could not find my car for 2 days because I got a lift up to like where I thought I had left it. And then I get there and I realize, oh, that's right. I gave so-and-so's husband my keys so he can get their baby stuff, whatever. Uh-huh. So then I call him thinking, okay, he's just going to tell me where he parked it in a garage or something. And then he gives me someone else's name. And I'm what? I could not find my car for 2 whole days. And it was actually ended up at like a friend of a friend's house, basically, like in a South Lincoln neighborhood.
I
don't even know how. Like, I
that's freaking hilarious.
But I trust all my friends with my vehicles, obviously. Right. We want people to get home safe. You know, if someone's going to DD, then fine, whatever. But I was like without a vehicle for 2 days. I'm like, do I have to report my own vehicle stolen by literally nobody?
Coryell calls the cops, and they're like, Coryell lost her car again. whose turn is it this time?
They're like, don't worry, we put an air tag on it after the first time.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, if you had something super expensive that you lost, what was it? How did you find it? Or is it gone forever? Tell us on Facebook, KX969.
And we want to hear your story, so get them up there. What's the most expensive thing you've lost? Let us know, Facebook, KX969.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's your Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's your Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Moe Cephas.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Now this week we got a new movie and I'm excited about it. Because, you know, I could tell you all the dudes out there are like, hey, man, I'd love to see Superman and Reacher in a movie where they're partnering up and they're ready to kick some booty. And then, you know, all the women out there are like, hey, now, I'd love to see Superman and Reacher in a movie together. So, y'all, this movie's got everything you need. Here's your preview.
Gus March Phillips, I have a mission I want you to lead.
What's the plan?
To neutralize the German U-boats in the North Atlantic.
We're losing the war. Hitler is not playing by the rules, so neither are we.
We both know that I'm not very popular with the administration.
The reason they find you unattractive is the very reason I find you attractive.
If I'm to do this, I'll need my own team. You won't like them. They're all...
No!
Mad.
They'll need to be.
This is an unsanctioned, unauthorized mission. If we fail, England will be condemned to a lifetime under the German boot. Your operation are reckless.
Abort this mission now.
Hello? Can't hear you.
Please do off.
Hold up now, y'all. Did y'all hear that pickup line? Next time I see Coryell at the watering hole, I'm going to lean over that onto that bar and look at her right in the eyes and say, hey. The same reason everyone here finds you unattractive is why I find you attractive. 60% of the time, it works 100% of the time. That was good. Hey, y'all, for that reason, I'm going to give this here 4.
bags of pork rinds. This movie's going to be good. Get out and see it. They got some great actors in it. Guy Ritchie is directing it, like I've said a million times. Once he divorced Madonna, he all of a sudden got his comedy back. I don't know what happened, but it did. So y'all go see this movie. And hey, I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Cephas. And I may not be able to read the credits, but I know what a good movie is, right?
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
It's science.
Time for This Week in Science. We start with animal news. Rats might be able to count.
I believe it.
Scientists discovering the math skills in rats in Hong Kong. They found out that rats can count. They also have, recent study says, bumblebees can now survive underwater for up to a week.
What?
Really?
If you think you can try to drown a bumblebee, good luck with that.
That's kind of crazy. Amazing.
And then the largest marine reptile that ever lived might have been as big as a blue whale.
I totally saw this.
There was an 11-year-old that found the fossils of one of these on a beach in England, and it is massive.
Huge.
Nice. Very cool. In booze news, canned wine sometimes smells like farts, especially if it sits on a shelf too long. Yeah.
I can see that.
Researchers at Cornell think they've figured out why it happens and how to fix it.
Okay.
There's an antioxidant in the wine that is getting through the plastic liners in the cans and interacting with the aluminum. That creates hydrogen sulfide, which can give off a rotten egg smell. So the fix could be their can liners to try to fix that.
You know what really smells like toots?
You?
Mm-mm. Other than me? That was a good one, JP.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
A bag of broccoli.
Bag of broccoli.
It can, yeah, it can, especially when you cook them.
Yeah.
You're cooking broccoli in your house, like microwaving broccoli.
Like a steam fresh bag or ones that you've like oven roasted, you put it in like a Tupperware container, put it in the fridge. Anytime you open up one of those cooked steam bags or like a Tupperware of cooked broccoli, that smells like straight booty. It's gross.
It's a gross thing.
It's icky. It's like there's got to be some type of concept that's similar to this whole wine thing.
Probably.
That you're talking about.
I think you're probably right.
But, you know, not a scientist, so.
Would you drink a wine that smelled like farts, Coriel?
I mean, if it just smelled like farts, I guess, yeah.
You'd be fine with it.
It tasted like farts. Don't know that I'd like that.
60% of taste is smell, isn't it? I thought.
I don't know. Well, I'm sure there's,
part of Science Corner.
But it is, though, right?
Yeah. I think so.
If you smell it, you're technically tasting it.
It's going to taste it.
Yeah. It's going to taste like farts,
too. You're going to be like, oh, that's a fart.
Yeah, I think I would try it. I don't know.
And then I sent you guys a video of basically what's going to do us in. There is a group at Boston called Boston Dynamics, and they've unveiled a new humanoid robot that isn't creepy at all. No, it is the most terrifying thing I have ever seen.
Boston Dynamics is the one that did the kind of like cyborg police dogs.
Oh, the police dogs. Okay.
I'm pretty sure Boston Dynamics did that, or they had something to do with that.
Well, now they've got a robot that kind of looks like the robot from iRobot, that movie with Will Smith.
Oh, no.
And it's just like laying on the ground. I sent you guys the video. It laying on the ground. All of a sudden, its feet go up in the air and kind of plant themselves.
Yeah.
And then its body kind of like slinks up to standing mode, and its head turns and looks right at you. And then it turns its whole torso and walks to you.
Yeah.
And it is the most terrifying robot I've seen in, like that looked like a movie robot, but now it's like, it's real. It's in Boston. And it's going to probably take over the city of Boston.
This is, I think the most jarring part about the whole thing is the way that this robot got up. You were describing it, but I don't think you truly understand how much it makes no sense in your brain when you watch it, because every angle that it's like, it, like, let's say it's a person, it's pelvis, it's legs, it's torso, and everything, every angle that those limbs like make are unnatural.
It's just super creepy,
and that's its whole head flips around, its whole torso at the waist flips around, its legs kind of invert like it's gonna do a backwards somersault, but like it gets straight up like towards you. And it's hard to explain, but that's
the creepy factor of it.
You're right. It's super weird.
Which is creepier, this robot or when like the Undertaker sets up? Like they're both come
this
off.
Robot, yeah, when he easily. Just sits up.
Yeah. Just like all of a sudden he just sits right up.
I think the Undertaker is scarier the way that you, like, I don't know, you, like, know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But the robot is more scary in a way of, like, I don't know what's happening right now.
And, like, that it's a robot.
Yeah.
Right.
You're like, why is it doing this?
No, so Boston Dynamics becoming Cyberdyne in real life. So watch yourself if you go to Boston. That's a few things you learned about in Science Week.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. I don't know what it is, but I need that
one thing, and you got that one thing. I'll get double the big things with Kicks on Fridays, and the one for this hour is all about being front and center for Red, White, and You.
Country Drive Music Festival this summer, June 20th through 22nd, is adding a patriotic salute of sorts to start the days. And they've teamed up with us to find you, hopefully, you to sing the national anthem.
Today's the last day to get in for this, right?
Yes. So submissions are still accepted today.
Hurry.
This is your kind of like the big sound the alarm if you've heard it and been thinking about it. Make sure you get those videos in today. And it's videos. I mean, one singular one. Yeah, all you have to do is send a video of you singing the national anthem. Yeah. It could be one from like a performance you've already done, even.
That works too, yeah.
Or, you know, if you just want to set up in your bathroom because you like the acoustics and just sing it, you know, absolutely. Yeah. But it's an a cappella version of the national anthem that you'll be singing. You have to be 13 years of age or older. And if you are one of the three people that'll be chosen to perform, then you win a pair of tickets to the entire festival, either GA if you are under 21, VIP, though, if you're over 21. So, Red, White, and You, the national anthem contest or audition, sort of.
Yeah.
We'll work with Country Drive Music Festival and some guest looky-loos to kind of dwindle down the finalists. And then those three finalists videos are all of the finalist videos will be posted online so that you can vote for them. And then of those finalists, three people are chosen.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, so there is public voting. Your video will be potentially out there if you're
gonna have
a finalist
to sing in front of people for the Star Spangled Banner. So
yeah.
Either way, you're gonna have to sing in public.
Yeah. I just, like I said, but the other day, girl math is that, like, oh, I can just like discreetly send my video and then I'll just really rip and roar and just, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Blackout, like in, what's the movie?
Old school.
Yeah.
Just get up there and belt it out.
And then sing and be like, okay, yes, I did it. Your video will probably end up online for voting if you're a finalist.
Sure.
So just FYI.
All right, today's the day. Get it in. If you haven't done it yet, or you got somebody you know that just sings the Doors off of it, get them recorded, get them
in. Send the info to them, tag them in them, whatever. Do it, because we want to see some great local talent. You can message us the videos on Facebook, KX969, or even on Instagram, KZKX969, or just email them the email, submission process, all that stuff. It's at KZKX.com and on our social media.
They wake me up. Best voice to wake up to.
Everyone in Nebraska listens to JP Coriel and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.